Okay, so first of all, the breakfast this morning, learning, is being sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Sandy Berger. Shkoyach for that. Refuah Shleima for Yosef Ben Tova. So she have Refuah Shleima, Sech Shach Kol Yisrael. Shalom Yizaych at the Shefa Brach Natzlach Ad Blidai B'Sech Kol Yisrael. Okay, so the truth is like this. I had a thought of what to talk about this morning. What I was going to talk about was going to be more related to the title of this series, of Finding Nakuda or something. But there was a question that came up, and it was a very interesting question, I thought, and it got me thinking about it. So if you'll be Michael me, we'll go through what I think is the answer to this particular question. And whatever. And the thing that I was going to talk about, maybe we'll do it next week. So the Shaila was like this. In Hilchas Tisha B'Av, we know there's a halacha that we'll see soon about this. One is not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, right? There's an Isser of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. So the question I was asked was, can you learn Sipur Maisius of Rav Nachman on Tisha B'Av? Can you read that? Can you read the stories of Rav Nachman? So, again, you know, when you learn, let's define the question better. The stories of Rav Nachman, there are svarim written as commentaries to them, right? So certainly reading the commentaries to Rav Nachman's story, that's learning. It's referencing Gemaras and Arizals and Sefer Chassidah. That's learning. But the question is, just straight the story. No explanation, no nimshal, just straight mashal. Are you allowed to do that on Tisha B'Av? Now again, breaking it down, it's definitely, you know, you could do a lot worse things on Tisha B'Av. But technically, is that mutter or not? So someone asked that to me. I thought it was an interesting question. So I started thinking about it. So this is that's what we'll learn this morning, to try to see maybe what the answer is. Okay. So first, I think the first we'll see. In order to answer the question, you have to sort of use a lot of disciplines. You have to figure out the halacha, the site and halacha of the Isser of learning on Tisha B'Av. And then you have to identify what exactly Sipur Maisius is, Rav Nachman, and see if they, if those things could go together or not. So the first part of the shiur, I guess, we'll see, is just the halacha, the concept of this prohibition of not learning on Tisha B'Av, what's the nature of it, and so on. Okay, so the Maamar number one is the source. It's Gemara and Tainus. The Gemara and Tainus, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this, Ton Rabbanim, the rabbis taught, Kol mitzvah hanoigas be'ovel, noigas betesbav. The halachas that exist by Avelos, that's what exists by Tisha B'Av. In other words, the halachas of Tisha B'Av and the halachas of Avelos reflect each other. Meaning what? As the Gemara says, Aser b'achilo b'shesia, you're not allowed to eat and drink. That's obviously that's Tisha B'Av. That's a fast. U'besicha, you're not allowed to what's it called?
Shmearing,
yeah. Sicha nil sasanda, wearing shoes, tashamita. Fine, and this is for us. For aser likrois b'toyer nevi'im u'buksuvim, you're not allowed to learn Tanakh. For lishnais b'mishnah, or learn Mishnayis, b'talmud, or learn Gemara, u'b'medrash, u'b'halachas, u'b'agadis. You can't learn on Tisha B'Av or by Avelus. Avol, but says the Tanakhama over here. We'll see. Koyru b'makim she'ena rogel likrois, v'shain b'makim she'ena rogel lishnais. You are allowed to learn unfamiliar sugyas, so things that you're familiar with, that's what you're not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. But unfamiliar sugyas, you never learned Maseches Tmura. You take a Tmura off the shelves, like, you know, that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. The Kar B'Kinnis, you could also learn unpleasant things. You could read Kinnis. The Eiv, you could learn Sefer Eiv with Dvarim Haroyim Shiver Yirmiya, and you can learn unpleasant things in Sefer Yirmiya. And children, little kids in cheder, if they have yeshiva and Tisha B'Av there, they should continue learning. And all of this is based on the pasuk. But the mitzvahs of Hashem are straight and they bring simcha to the heart. In other words, this is the opinion of the Tanakam. What the Tanakam is telling us is that there's a prohibition of learning Torah and Tisha B'Av. Why? Not because there's an issur of learning. It's because Torah produces simcha. And you're not allowed to have simcha on Tisha B'Av. Because of that principle, therefore the Tanakhama sets up the rules. What are the rules? So that means that what you're not allowed to do is learn Torah that produces simcha. What Torah produces simcha? First of all, Torah that you're familiar with. sugyas that you've never heard of before, that's difficult and you're sort of breaking your head and breaking your teeth on it, that's not Misam Chilev. So therefore, right away, says the Tanakhama, sugyas and aspects of Torah that you're not familiar with, that's difficult and so on, you're allowed to learn that in Tisha B'Av. Another example of people that are allowed to learn are little kids in school. They're not interested in being in school. They're not happy about it. So it's not Misam Chilev. No, that's the pshat. Therefore, that Tanakhama Shabbos Rabbim are allowed to learn. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Okay? So therefore, according to the Tanakhama, the only thing that you're not allowed to do is learn, and that's why also you're allowed to learn unpleasant things, right? Eicha, you're allowed to learn. Kinnis, you're allowed to learn. Sefer Yirmiyah, most of it you're allowed to learn. Again, because it's not Misam Chilev. So that's what the Tanakhama holds. The only thing, according to the Tanakhama, you're not allowed to do is learn pleasant things in Torah that you're familiar with, right? Because again, if it's pleasant, it's pleasant, and if you're familiar with it, it's mesamech. It's not, it doesn't, that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda is more strict. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af ain a kairei, but makim she'ena rogel likaris, ve'ena shanu makim she'ena rogel lishnis." No, says Rabbi Yehuda, even sugyas that you're not familiar with and things that you're not comfortable with, you never opened a tamura before, you're also now allowed to do that in Tisha B'Av. But I agree, says Rabbi Yehuda, alakur v'iyev u'bekinas u'bedavar m'rayim shiva yirmiya. I agree that you're allowed to learn sad things, but pleasant topics in Torah, basically anything else, even if you're not familiar with it and it's like new and it's difficult, you're not allowed to do that on Tisha B'Av. The Tanurka Shabbos Rabban B'Teilim Bay. And I also disagree with what you said about kids. It says, Rabbi Yehuda, children also should not learn on Tisha B'Av. Tanurka Shabbos Rabban should go from school. They shouldn't be in Cheder on Tisha B'Av. Mishom Shenemer B'Kudi Hashem Mishar M'Sam Chilei, because Torah brings Simcha. So what exactly, so let's break it down. The Tanakhama was very, very clear what the fundamental principle is. The guiding principle, according to the Tanakhama, is that you're not allowed to have Simcha on Tisha B'Av. Torah produces Simcha. So therefore, that was the guiding principle. Therefore, says the Tanakhama, the only type of Torah that you have to avoid is Torah that produces Simcha, which is things that are pleasant topics that you're comfortable with, things that are not incredibly difficult, and if you're an adult and you appreciate it. That's the guiding light. The question is, Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with two things. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees that unfamiliar topics you're also not allowed to learn. And he also disagrees that children are not allowed to learn. So what's the side of Rabbi Yehuda? And here's the question. We're going to see in a second. Halach l'maisa, by the way, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. That's why it's very important to understand what Rabbi Yehuda means. What's his governing principle? Because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So halach l'maisa, because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it means the only thing that you're allowed to learn at Tisha B'Av are unpleasant things, right? Things that are pleasant, even if you never heard them before and they're difficult concepts, difficult sugyas, they're only unpleasant things. And kids also can't learn, right? So what is the side of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? So one approach, as we're going to see now, is the approach of the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Maharil, a number of Paiskim, which is the following idea. Fundamentally, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tanakhama. In other words, the fundamental principle of Yehuda is the same as the Tanakhama, which is the Isser is Simchas Alev. Happens to be Rabbi Yehuda just disagrees in details. Where the Tanakhama holds that difficult sugyas do not produce a simcha in the heart, and therefore you're allowed to learn difficult things or unfamiliar topics on Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that detail. Rabbi Yehuda holds, I agree that the ikar halach is to avoid simcha salev, but I hold that even difficult topics also produces a simcha shabalev. It might take some time to break through it, but eventually, you'll chop what the Gemara is saying, and you'll have simcha. So you have to avoid that. And the same thing when it comes to little Tanakh Shabbos Rabbim. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I agree that the governing principle is to avoid simcha shebelev, and therefore the Tanakhama said that's why kids could learn in cheder because they don't enjoy it. To that, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says no. We'll see in a second. There's two different ways. Either because what about the Rebbe? The Rebbe's teaching, so that means, someone's got to teach the kids, right? So that's why the kids shouldn't be in cheder, because it means the Rebbe's has to be there. So that's why Yehuda disagrees. The kids shouldn't learn because of the Rebbe. Or even the kids. There's a certain sense of accomplishment. They may not generally want to be in school, but once they're in school, they want to be successful. So it also might be some simcha over there too. But that's one approach, which is that fundamentally, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tanakhama that the issue is simcha salev. And the only machlokes between the Tanakh and Rabbi Yehuda is in details. This is the opinion of the Taz. Take a look at Maramaka number 2. In Siman Tov Kuf Nun Gimel, Sivkat Nun Gimel, the Taz is trying to explain why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is not allowed to learn even unfamiliar and difficult topics. Why? So he says like this, V'tzarech laseis tam be'emes. So you have to give an explanation. Lama oyser Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's usher to learn even unfamiliar things? V'chayra, the Tanakam is right, it doesn't produce simcha. Again, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you're not allowed to. Shara yesh leitzar, fakert, it's difficult, of course it's tzar. V'yira tam, so says the Taz, Bipnei, the reason is, because seif halimud, because at the end of the learning, da'achar she'yitrach atzmei, after you push yourself, v'yavin apshat, and you understand the pshat, so you'll have simcha. So in other words, what's the Taz saying? Rabbi Yehuda agrees in concept to everything the Tanakhama is talking about, in the fundamental principle. Again, he's just saying that, you know, you have to look a little bit further down the road. So yeah, when you first open up the Gemara Temura, you know, there's not simcha in that. But after, you know, 45 minutes of learning, you'll have simcha. That's why Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. And the same issue is also when it comes to the kids. Take a look at Maramaka number 3. This is also the Taz in Sifkat and Aleph. And he explains, V'isr shel tinoik is belimud. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say, and why do we hold like that, that even kids are not allowed to learn? Eina tam b'shum shehem smeichem. So he says, I agree. It's not because of their simcha. Devadei ein lem simcha. They don't have simcha in that. They're being forced. El Mishon Malamed. The answer is, it's because of the teacher. Shesamech b'divertar shaloi min imam. He's having simcha by teaching them. So that's the issue. That's the reason for the kids not learning. But again, that's the point, is that Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Taz, Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally is going with the same principle as the Tanakhama. They're just disagreeing with details. This is the Taz. This is also the Magen Avraham. Take a look at Maror Magen number 4. The Magen Avraham is also dealing with the same issue. Why, if the governing principle is simcha, which even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to, then why would he say that children are not allowed to learn? Children don't enjoy it. So again, the Taz said, you're right, it's not because of the kid, it's because of the Rebbe. The Magen Avraham says, no, even the kid has some level of simcha. And so he says like this, Afil dvarim haroyim aser lilmoid im hatinuk. Even negative things, eicha and so on, you're not allowed to learn with kids. Why? The ikar simcha satinuk v'mashidei likros. Because the kid's enjoyment is the fact that he's just reading the words, that he got the word. We're talking about little kids, right? So he said the words properly, he read the kriya properly. So in other words, says the Magen Avraham, the reason why kids are not allowed to learn is because they also have enjoyment. Big picture, they would rather not be in school. But there's a certain satisfaction in when they say the words properly. And that's their satisfaction, not so much in the understanding of it, it's just in the words. So because the simcha for kids is just saying the kriya properly, even if what they're saying is eicha, they're happy about it. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to learn with kids even sad things. Right? That's going to be the difference, right? Again, this is a little bit in parentheses. The difference between, again, the Taz and Magen Avraham are both coming to explain why you're not allowed to, why kids are not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, why they can't be cheder on Tisha B'Av. Why not? So again, they're both agreeing with the same basic principle, which is that fundamentally the prohibition is simcha. And the problem is, kids don't seem to enjoy being in school. So why not send them? Forget it, it's very Tisha B'Av dick. Send them to school, right? So this is what, so the Taz says the answer is because of the Rebbe. He's having simcha by teaching. And the Magen Avraham says because the kid has satisfaction ultimately in being successful in school. But the nafkamin is going to be whether the Rebbe can teach young children sad things. If the prohibition is like the Taz, again, this is just in parentheses. If the prohibition is like the Taz, that it's on the Rebbe, well, the Rebbe as an adult doesn't have, every adult doesn't have an issue learning sad things in Tisha B'Av. It's not, that's not simchadik. But if, according to the Taz, the Rebbe would be allowed to teach kids sad things, because the old issue of teaching, the old issue of learning is really because of him as the adult. And the adult, it's not happy learning sad things. Whereas according to the Magen Avraham, what's the prohibition? It's because the kid has satisfaction saying the words properly. Well, as far as the kid is concerned, it doesn't make a difference if he's reading Eicha or reading Parsha Lech Lecha. He's happy by being successful in school. So according to the Magen Avraham, it'll be a problem even teaching sad things. But again, at the end of the day, what do you see from both Magen Avraham and Taz? The fundamental principle of Rabbi Yehuda is the same as the Tanakhama. Simcha. Happens to be, Torah produces simcha. But again, here's the fundamental point, is that there is no prohibition in learning Torah per se. That's the point over here. In the Tanakhama, certainly, and it says the Taz Magen Avraham, even the Rabbi Yehuda agrees with that. It's not about Torah. It's about the simcha that you're prohibited from. Happens to be, Torah produces simcha. But if you can figure out a way that you're learning Torah, but it's not producing the usual simcha that Torah produces, that's not going to be an issue. So that's what the Taz and the Magen Avraham hold. On the other hand, there is a whole slew of Paiskim and Rishayim that go the other way. Take a look at the next Maramukh number 5 is the Kolbay. The Kolbay is one of the later Rishayim. Beis Yosef quotes it a lot. So the Kolbay in Simen Chav Beis writes the following thing. Kairi who is talking about the halachas of Tisha B'Av, says the Kolbay, Kairi who bekinis, you're allowed to read, again, he's with this halacha that you're not allowed to learn, right? But he says, but you're allowed to read kinis, ube'echa, ube'dvarim harayim shibri yirmiya, you're allowed to learn sad things in yirmiya, medrash echa, rabasi, you're allowed to learn medrash echa. Why? K'dei lahazker churim beis hamigdash, in order to remember the churim beis hamigdash. One second. Why does he have to say that last few words? Why do you have to? Why, like this, the prohibition is having simcha, right? And Torah produces simcha, so you're allowed to learn sad things. Why? Because it doesn't produce simcha. Why does the Kolbay have to say that the reason why you're allowed to learn sad things is in order to remember Churban Beis Hamikdash? So no, the point is if we're going. This is unnecessary, but those words are unnecessary. We have the governing principle. The principle is you're not allowed to have Simcha and Tisha B'Av. There's never, even the Tanakh, everyone agrees that learning Eicha doesn't make you happy.
Torah always gives Simcha, even if it's something sad.
So here,
remembering the Churban, that's going to get me in that moment
Here's the point. The Kolbay is disagreeing fundamentally with the Taz and the Magen Avraham in what the principle of Rabbi Yehuda is. The Taz and the Magen Avraham said, what's the point of Rabbi Yehuda? The same as the Tanakhama, the Isra Simcha. Happens to be Torah gets you b'simcha, right? But not Dvarim Roim, not sad things. And not if you're a kid in Chet, whatever, you know. That was the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Kolbay is saying that's not the point of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees fundamentally with the principle of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama held what's the fundamental Isra Simcha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kolbay says Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Isser is Torah. Since Torah is Mesam Chilev, the Chefts of Torah is a Chefts of Simcha, if you want to say in like yeshivish ways. Torah is, the Isser is fundamentally learning. This is the governing principle of Rabbi Yehuda. Because of this, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's why even difficult sugyas you're not allowed to learn. In other words, I agree difficult sugyas don't make you happy. But why, so says Rabbi Yehuda, why are you not allowed to learn difficult sugyas? Because it's Torah. And you're not allowed to learn Torah in Tisha B'Av. I agree, says Rabbi Yehuda, that kids don't enjoy school. So why do I say that they're not allowed to go to school? Not because the Rebbe's learning or they have satisfaction. They don't have any sense. No one's, the Rebbe's not happy to teach. The kids are not happy to learn. No one's enjoying it. So why are you not allowed to do it? Because it's Torah. And Torah is Asar and Tisha B'Av. So then why are you allowed to learn sad things? To that, the Kolbay explains, because that's part of Chayv HaSayayim, that's part of the Chayv of Tisha B'Av, to remember Churban Beis HaMikdash. So in order to remember Churban Beis HaMikdash, built in, there has to be a built-in heter to learn sad things. Not because sad things avoid the whole Isser. It doesn't. The Isser is learning. I mean, you learn sad things, you're also learning. But there's a special heter for learning sad things, K'dei Lahazker Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Kolbay has to add in that word. So this is what the Kolbay is fundamentally changing for us, is that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which is again how we hold, is the guiding principle is not the simcha, and happens to be there's different ways to get the simcha. You could go swimming to get simcha. You could listen to a stand-up comic to get simcha, or you could learn Torah to get simcha. The issue is simcha. That's the Magen Avraham and Taz. Says the Kolbay, no, that's not the point of Rabbi Yehuda. The issue is not simcha, and Torah is just one avenue. The issue is Torah. That in order to legitimize why you're allowed to learn sad things on Tisha B'Av, you need a special heter, because it's the chiyuv of the day to think about Beis HaMikdash. So that's why you're allowed to learn sad things. If it wasn't for that special heter, you wouldn't be learning sad things either, because Torah. In Torah, you're not allowed to do.
Then why is the Tanakhama bring the same pasuk?
They're both coming from the same pasuk. But the question is, what do we see from that pasuk? Is the prohibition, the simcha and Torah, is just the way to get there, which is prohibited, or is Torah being defined as a chefs shel simcha, which is one is not allowed to be involved in? But that's the fundamental machlokes. This is not just the Kolbag. There's a number of other Rishonim that make sense based on this principle. Take a look at Maromokim number 6. The Beis Yosef brings down the following discussion, the Rishonim. Kosav of Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Beis Yosef brings down a Rabbeinu Yitzchak from the Smak, one of the Ashkenazi Rishonim. He says like this. When the Gemara gave examples of sad things that you're allowed to learn, the examples were Kinnis, Eicha, Yirmiya. Those were sad things. But the question that the Rishonim deal with is that what about in Gemara, in Maseches Ma'akadim, there's a whole parak pretty much about Hilchas Avelos. So it's Gemara, you know, but is that also permitted? What's the issue? Well, the issue is that it's more complicated than just reading Eicha, right? So are you also allowed to learn sugyas that are about sad things? So listen to what he says. So he quotes like this. Again, Kasher ben Yitzchak, u'perek elu melgalchen u'kiyotzibay. The perek elu, that's the perek in Ma'akadim talking about avelos, or similar things. Mutter lomer b'tishavav. You're allowed to learn them on Tishavav. Okay, that's his opinion. For Rabbeinu Peretz kasav, now Rabbeinu Peretz says like this. And this is the ubeperish eicha, that you're allowed to learn medrash eicha, okay? Avaloi beperish iiv, but you're not allowed to learn commentaries to iiv. Why? Because it's much more deep. And because it's deeper, one is not allowed to learn that. You can only read sad things, but to really, like, harava, so to speak, over sad topics, that you're not allowed to do in Tisha B'Av. That's Rabbeinu Peretz. In other words, Rabbeinu Peretz comes up the Chiddush that when you're not allowed to learn sad things, it means, when we say that you're allowed to learn sad things, it means to read it more superficially. But anything that takes real intense avoida, that you're, even if it's a sad topic, you're not allowed to do. So the question is like this. If you go with the logic of the Magen Avraham and Taz, that the governing principle is simcha, then what did we see from the Tanna Kamma? What type of learning is more simchadik? Learning that's understandable, that you digest easily, or learning that's very difficult?
Easy.
Ad kidei kach, that the Tanna Kamma said, such a heter, that sugyas that you're not familiar with, you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, even if they're happy sugyas, because they're unfamiliar. So what is the if the nekuda is like the simcha, then Rabbeinu Peretz is saying the opposite of logic. Rabbeinu Peretz is saying that superficial learning you're allowed to do, but real intense and difficult learning that you're not allowed to do in Tisha B'Av. What are you talking about? It's the opposite. If the governing principle is simcha, then the first sugya to allow would be the more difficult sugyas. So what is Rabbeinu Peretz talking about? Why is he not allowing? He's allowing learning sad topics, but only superficially. But if you have to really harav over it, then you're not allowed to do. The answer is because he's going with the kolbay. That even sad things you're not allowed to learn really fundamentally because it's Torah. Elamai, why are you allowed to learn sad things? Because it's a chiv of the day to remember Churban Beis HaMikdash. Well, that only would allow superficial learning. You don't have to harav over it to remember Churban Beis HaMikdash, you understand? Because that's where he's coming from. That even learning sad things is fundamentally a chiddush. So once it's a chiddush, and it's really against the rules, but we'll allow it because it's part of the obligation of the day to remember Churban Beis HaMikdash, then we'll only allow what's necessary to fulfill that requirement. What's necessary to fulfill that requirement is learning Yirmiya, Eicha, simple midrashim. But to break your head in the sugyas and Ma'akadim about sad topics, if the gauge is simcha, then you're right. The more hard it is, the less simcha. So the more I should be allowed. But since the Kolbay and Rabbeinu Peretz are coming from the opposite place, which is it's not about simcha, it's about what's defined as learning. So then everything is all this is defined as learning. Elamai, why am I allowed to learn sad things? Because that's part of my obligation to remind myself of Churban Beis HaMikdash. But then you're only allowed to do that in what's necessary. You know, to remember the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to be harving over a ritva and Maseches Ma'akadim. You don't have to do that. So then even though it's sad and it's difficult, which makes it even less happy, right? So it's like, in terms of simcha, you have two checks, you know, in your direction. First of all, the topic is a sad topic, avelos and things like that, iyav, and it's difficult. So as far as simcha is concerned, so in the world of the Magen Avraham and Taz, this is gavalt, like, all the more so you should learn that stuff. If you're allowed to learn sad things superficially, all the more so you're allowed to learn it in depth. because it even lessens the simcha. But in the Kolbay and Rabbeinu Peretz, it's the opposite. You're only allowed to learn even sad things to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tisha B'Av, to remember Beis HaMikdash. And that will only allow you, that heter is only needed to learn superficially. We don't have to give you such a heter to learn in depth. So that's where it's coming from.
Sad things are different because if you're...
Say it again?
It could be that sad things are different because if you're unmaking it, you might find positivity.
In the halachas of tzar, lemaisa, we're going to see soon. The Maharil makes this point that in the halachas of tzar, we already have an established principle from the Tanakhama, which is when you're going with the lens of simcha versus tzar, the more difficult the sugya, the more you should be lenient. And the fact that in Rabbi Yehuda, these rishonim are saying the opposite, that the more difficult, the more stringent you should be, the less you should be allowed to do, is because it's a fundamental shift in what the nekud of this halacha is. This is the, so again, like I said, these are the two camps. An example, if you take a look at Mar Mukim number 7, you see this openly in the Maharil. The Maharil is one of the great Ashkenazi, like late Rishon, early Achronim, in Siman Reish Aleph. So he's talking about this idea of learning sad things in depth. Because again, learning sad things in depth is a good litmus test of which camp you're in. Right. If you're of the camp that the nekuda of the iser is simcha, and Torah is just a means to get there, but the issue is simcha, then you should be more lenient with sad things in depth because there's less simcha in there. If you're of the camp that it's about that all Torah is usur and it's just a special heter for learning sad things to fulfill the requirement of thinking about Beis HaMikdash, then that heter is only going to be to learn superficially. Mm-hmm. We don't need that. You don't have to be given that heter to learn in depth. So in depth, it's going to be more usur. That's going to be the litmus test. Let's take a look at the Maharil says. The lil may betes ba'av perish yirmiya v'iya v'el magalchen. So this is Chuvas Maril. The child, the child that he was asked was, are you allowed to learn sad sugyas in depth? That was the question. So it says like this, says Maril. To learn on Tisha B'Av, the commentary to Eiv and the commentary to Yirmiyah and the Perek Meseches Maikadin, lo yadana b'mayin nistafata adayin. I don't know what exactly he's saying respectfully to whoever's asking. Like, I don't understand exactly what you're asking me. L'chalik b'na pirish v'akriya. That you're thinking there's a difference between reading it superficially or going in depth. The chisalka daitach shalahita elakriya ba'alma. What you think that when the Gemara says that you're allowed to learn sad things, it only means superficially. V'imashum sheish ba'ian fakert. If you do it in depth, mikolshkin to adiv. It's even better if you do it in depth. Why? The Rameir, who's the Tanakama matir likras v'lishas makam she'en erogil afilu einan toichachais. Because what do you see from the Tanakhama? He allows you to learn new sugyas as unfamiliar territory, which requires effort, even when there's simcha dikas sugyas. Why? Because they're hard. So what do you see? That the harder something is, the less simcha. El danan kaim lein krav yudas. So we hold like krav yudas. So we don't have that leniency. But we call magim chazinim. But what do you see from the Tanakhama? The kol mashem mitzdar lalamdai. The harder the topic, the more effort you have to put in. Umeskasha tvei odiv. The more hetta you should have. So says the Maharil, I don't know what you're talking about. If you're allowed to learn superficially sad things, then alachas kam v'kama, you can learn sad things in depth because it takes away, it increases the difficulty, which lessens the simcha for sure. Again, the exact opposite of Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz said, no, you can learn superficially, not in depth. But again, this is the fundamental question. Is the prohibition simcha? And just Torah is one of the avenues that produces simcha, which you're not allowed to have? Or is there a prohibition in Torah? That's the fundamental shaira.
Also, is the Indian of Tisha B'Av Tzahar or Zikaron for Churban?
Zikaron.
Very good. That could be a way to say it. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tainis, not the beginning of Hilchas Tainis, like Perakei in Hilchas Tainis, where he talks about the fast days of Rav and Beis Hamikdash, that's his Lashon. His Lashon is, we fast on those occasions, including Tisha B'Av, in order to remind ourselves, in order to remember Korban Beis HaMikdash. Liftoich levavis, in order to open the hearts that we should be able to do tshuva, but it's to remember the Korban Beis HaMikdash. So it could be a fundamental nekuda over there. Very good.
You shouldn't be allowed to learn Eilu Magadhan anyway. It's okay with the Korban. It's sad, isn't it?
So that's what the Rishonim say, that when we talk about the mitzvah of Tisha B'Av is to remember the Korban Beis HaMikdash, but it's also part of a general obligation of V'achai Yitin Elibai. So that's why teichacha, any divrei musar, things that, that make a person more, you know, sort of sensitive to tshuva and so on, that avaida is also part of the chiyuv of Tisha B'Av. So there's a chiyuv of to remember Chor Beis HaMikdash, but that's part of a larger chiyuv of Tisha B'Av, which is v'chayit and alibay, which is similar to what Avela says. So that's the Rishonim say as well. Yeah, no, in Hanami, the Kobe is referencing specific to Tisha B'Av, I'm saying, but even as an expansion to that, anything that's v'chayit and aliba is also going to be allowed. Now, there's a couple other things that other nafkaminas between these two camps. If you take a look at Maharuk number 8, the Maril in that same tshuva discusses another question: what about thinking and learning? Like when the Gemara says learning, the Gemara is talking about saying it out loud. So yeah, okay, so you're not allowed to learn out loud except for sad things. Whatever. What about thinking? Could you think and learning? Hear her. So this is what the Maril says like this. The lil may shard varm be hear her. Regarding learning other topics, which are like simcha dika topics, so you're definitely not allowed to say it out loud, that's you're not allowed to do, but can you think about it on Tisha B'Av? So listen to what the Maril says. He says like this. Roiv Rabbi Seinu Maski, most poiskim say that generally speaking, when it comes to other areas of halacha, hear her lav kedibur dami. That thinking is not like saying, right? Linyan kriyishma, birchas hamazon, right? So say, for example, there's mitzvah to say kriyishma. Could you just think kriyishma? No. You have to say it out loud. You have to bench. Could you just think benching? No, you have to say it. Meaning, because thinking is not the same thing as saying. So therefore, says the Maril, so you could begin to make the argument that maybe since thinking is not the same thing as saying, if there's a prohibition of learning, which means saying, Torah, maybe thinking is okay. That's where the Maril begins. So that's a discussion. The Pashtus says, it's not the full scope of the mitzvah. That's a discussion, but that's where the Maril begins, like opening up the topic in that way. Is thinking like speaking? Is it not like speaking? Different things. The Chen Linyan Shabbos, and he says also by Shabbos you have such a concept. Dibur is aser. You hear her mutter. You're not allowed to speak about malacha on Shabbos, right? You can't say after Shabbos I plan on getting in my car and going. So you can't do that, but you can think about it, right? Because thinking is not the same thing as speaking. So that's where the Maril begins. But he says like omnam mitivusa demar amina. But the reason why he's saying this is because the person that sent the shaila, that's how the person was asking was also coming. He was like, could you think in learning? And then the shoyal says, because, you know, hearer is maybe like speaking, maybe it's not like speaking. So the questioner started getting involved with that sugya. So it says in Maril, mitivusa de maramina, but the truth is, I'll just, for your own benefit, I'll explain to you, kol hani lo dami loha, all those sugyas of his speaking like thinking, thinking like speaking, has nothing to do with our topic of Tisha B'Av. Why? The time of my mishum simcha. Because over here, it's not about, like, when you want to, if the isser is Torah, then you want to know, like you asked, are you fulfilling the mitzvah Talmud Torah with thinking or not? Oh, okay, here are kedibur, not kedibur. Says the Maril, that's not the point over here. It has nothing to do with Torah per se, it has to do with simcha. Therefore, says the Maril, ubehirik is simcha. And when you think and learn, it also makes you happy. K'may b'medaber, just like if you speak it. Ubam tvei, sometimes even happier if you're thinking about and learning. The ikar simcha miner, fakirt. When it comes to the simcha of Torah, the main thing is the hearer. Midach sid, misam chilev. It's a misprint. Misam chilev. Yalfino, that's what the whole source is. Vachinami simchas levu. So again, that's the approach of the Maril. It has nothing to do with Torah per se. It's not a Torah question. It's a simcha question. And as far as simcha is concerned, certainly Hira does that. So this is again, like I said, these are the two camps. There's another interesting minig that the Acharonim bring down, which also I think fits into these two camps. Take a look at Maramaka number 9. This is from the Ramah, the Darki Moshe. In his commentary to the Torah, so the first ois in Darkei Moshe, so he says like this: Kasvu amin hagim. It's brought down in Ashkenazi min hagim. The aser lilmay be'erev Tisha B'Av acher chatzais. Right, there's such a thing that you're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, right? But min hagim in Ashkenazi min hagim is it's brought down that you're not allowed to learn already erev Tisha B'Av after chatzais. This is brought down. V'imchal Tisha B'Av b'yom rishon it's a chiddush, and even if Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday, right? And Erev Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. Ein oimim prokim b'mincha b'Shabbos. You don't learn Pirkei Avos, which was the standard custom. You learn Pirkei Avos by mincha time on Shabbos. In other words, even if the Erev Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, which certainly there's no halachas of Avelis on Shabbos, still you don't learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzais. That's the meaning that's brought down by the Darkei Moshe. All the Acharonim say, wow, talking about? There's no avelus Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av on Shabbos is certainly no avelus. What's going on? The answer is, the Darkei Moshe is going with the Magen Avraham Nataz. The fundamental Isser is what? The Simcha. When you're learning, it puts you in a good mood for a while. In other words, when you're learning, it's not the pshat that there's Simcha right now. It means only for that moment. When you close the sefer, it's also geshmak. You'll see you go away from base measures in a better mood. Bechlal, you're in a better mood the whole day. And the whole it puts you in a it propels you in a matzav of simcha. Because the Isra of Tisha B'Av is simcha, so the Minhagi Ashkenaz is that even learning before Tisha B'Av is a problem. Why? Even though you're not going to be learning on Tisha B'Av, but the residual effect of the learning of pre-Tisha B'Av, of simcha, is going to carry with you over Tisha B'Av. So again, and this is, since the issue of Tisha B'Av is not the learning, the issue is simcha, then even learning before Tisha B'Av is an issue. It's not because there's an Isra, there's a halacha of avelus in Erev Tisha B'Av, there isn't. But whatever you do in Erev Tisha B'Av, you got to think about what its effect is going to be in a few hours from now. And the simcha of Torah is going to linger on. And the issue on Tisha B'Av is the simcha. But this is only, again, according to that camp. If you go with the Kolbay and Rabbeinu Peretz and so on, that the Isser is not simcha, the Isser is Torah, well, as long as you're not learning on Tisha B'Av, there's no problem. You can learn before Tisha B'Av.
I mean, it's interesting that the simcha is not the act of becoming the simcha, it's staying the simcha. That's why you shouldn't do it earlier.
It's the Metzius, it's the matzav of simcha. The matzav of simcha. The being the simcha is an Isser on Tisha B'Av. That's the point.
Not being full. Right, but eating is different, right? Eating,
huh?
He doesn't say that there's a minute to stop eating.
Right, because there's no issue of being full on Tisha B'Av. There's an Isser of a Maisa Achila. Over here, the Isser is being B'Simcha. So, yeah, in order to be B'Simcha, you have to do a Maisa. But if the Maisa is done before Tisha B'Av, it's like the halacha is, you know, that's a fundamental question also, are you allowed to do, before a mitzvah kicks in, or before an obligation kicks in, do you have to anticipate it? Right? So, are you allowed to put yourself in a matzav? Let's say, for example, could you put yourself in a matzav of where, by the time Shabbos comes, is a yid allowed to put themselves in a position where they'll have to be mechal Shabbos? Like, I do something, a person does something today to set a ripple effect that by the time Shabbos comes, they'll have to be mechal Shabbos because of the kuch nefesh. It's not Shabbos yet. So do I have an obligation already on Sunday to be thinking about Shabbos? Like, what's the example? The example of one of the examples of the Gemara is to go on a boat ride, to go on a boat before Shabbos. And again, in those days, if you're on a boat on Shabbos, you could easily come to Pekuch Nefesh and you'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. Once you're in that situation, then you have to do. Am I allowed to put myself in that? I'm not allowed to put myself in that position on Shabbos. But could I put myself in that position on Monday, right? I mean, do I have to be thinking already by Shabbos? Do I have to take precautions? Yechavim saying to take precautions to avoid violating a prohibition later on. Here's a good example of this. I'm not allowed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av because of the lingering effect that learning will be on Tisha B'Av itself. So the Minhagim are saying we avoid that. So that's a big shaila. It's a big shaila. Most later achronim don't go with this Darkei Moshe. They'll say halach lemais. Mishabur, for example, says that when it's erev Tisha B'Av during the week, maybe it's kedai to be machmer if you can, whatever. But if it's erev Shabbos, the minig is certainly not to. So, but it's boiling down to this nekuda. So halach lemais, just to make the camps right. So we have on the camp of. Of the Isra Simcha, and Torah is just the means, right? So you have the Magen Avraham, you have the Taz, you have the Maril, you have the Minig that the Darkei Moshe brings down. Those are pretty strong authorities. On the other hand, the camp that holds that it's Isra's Torah, and it's not so much about the feeling of Simcha, but it's the Metzias, the actual reality of learning Torah, that's the problem. So that's the Kolbay, that's Rabbeinu Peretz, and that is also another very strong authority, that's the Vilna Gaon. You don't have the commentaries of, I didn't record over here, the page wasn't long enough, but every opportunity that the Vilna Gaon has in the halachas of Tisha B'Av to go with the Kolbay and Rabbeinu Peretz and so on, he keeps on going with that. So for example, I'll give you an example. when the Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to think in learning. When the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not the Shulchan Aruch says like the Maril that you're not allowed to think in learning on Tisha B'Av, right? That you're not allowed to think. So the Bir Hagra explains why. What should he say if you're going with the Maril? Why? Because it causes simcha. No different. Because like, thinking and learning also causes simcha. That's not what the Gaon says. The Gaon says is because outside of Hilchas Shabbos, here is Kedibur. So you see, the Vilna Gaon is handling like in Hilchas Talmud Torah. That deep, that thinking is like learning. The Gaon on this minig that the Dark Maisha brings down, that not to learn even Erev Tisha B'Av, the Vilna Gaon says, Davar Tema, it's a wondrous, it's a wonderment that doesn't make any sense. There's no Hilchas Avelos that kick in before Tisha B'Av. It's absolutely nothing. That's the Vilna Gaon. Again, all these, when the Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to learn sad things in depth, again, the Maril said, what's the source of that? The Maril would say, why? Because it creates even more tzar. What's the issue? It's a Kal V'Chomer from the Tanakhama. The Vilna Gaon doesn't happen with that. The Vilna Gaon has to find the Favarfin or Yerushalmi, that there's Yerushalmi somewhere the Vilna Gaon found that indicates that you're allowed to learn sad things in depth. Why does he avoid? This is a simple logic. If you're allowed to learn sad things because it's sad, then Allah has Kam V'Kam, you can learn them in depth because it's even more sad. The answer is, he's not thinking in those terms of sad versus happy. He's thinking Torah, not Torah. And the only reason to learn sad things on Tisha B'Av is that you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Cheves Hayoyim. So maybe sat in depth is not necessary. Awesome. If only going to allow in depth, he has to find the Yerushalmi somewhere. But again, that's the camp. So you have a machlekes. So whenever you have a machlekes like this, so what do you do? Okay, so it could be machmer, not machmer. There is a principle. By the Mekubalah, the principle is as follows. Whenever you find the machlekes in the Achrayinim, and you have legitimate sides on both, you know, legitimate opinions of both sides, then very, very often, especially by the Sfaradim, by the Mekubalim, Kabbalah will tilt the scales. So does Kabbalah say one or the other? Which side of the argument? Is the Isser on Tisha B'Av? Because again, if you remember, the Gemara said it was Tisha B'Av and Avelis. Is the Isser on Tisha B'Av and Avelis because of Simcha, or is it because of Torah? So by the Mekubalim, in the Rashash, in Har Shalom, he writes, and it's based on the piece in the Arizal. We're not going into this now, but by the Mekubalim, they go with the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, the Kolbei, Rabbeinu Peretz. It's Torah. That's the issue. The issue is Torah, not so much the Simcha Shabbai, but the Torah itself. And it's all Torah by the Rashash that an Ovel has to do with this. But it's not so much the Simcha and Torah; it's just the means. It's to that side, which means halacha l'maisa. Since these are opinions both ways, and the Mekubalim err on the side of one camp, so halacha l'maisa, one can definitely go with that side, which is that the Isser is Torah. The Isser is Torah. Fine. That's all a sort of introduction to begin to deal with the question of Sipur Maisius. Okay? So it's like this. Why is it relevant to know this background? Because here, when it comes to Sipur Maisius, now the question becomes a little bit more distilled. The question now is, when you learn Sipur Maisius, are you learning Torah? In other words, when you're learning Sipur Maisius, again, like I said from the beginning, with commentaries, that's for sure learning. We're talking about you're learning the lost princess, you're learning the seven beggars, you're learning the spider and the fly, you're learning all the master of prayer. You're learning all these stories without any nimshal, just push it, the story, finished. You don't understand anything more than just the story itself. Is that called learning? Here's the nakuda. Does learning the mashal of the stories, does learning Sipur Maisius produce simcha? Any breast of a chassid, any Jew with a heart would tell you for sure. But that's not the issur. So he said, according to the Magen Avraham, again, this is the camp. Is the Isser in Talmud Torah, is the Isser the Simcha, right? And it happens to be, Torah is one way to get there, but so is swimming, right? Swimming is other issues also. I'm just saying like, you know, or is it Torah? So if you go with the Magen Avraham and Taz, then Sipur Maisius is for sure going to be a problem. Why? Because even if it's not called Torah, because you don't understand anything that's going on, it's just a mashal, and you don't even chap the nimshal at all, but it's certainly Mesam Chilev. But again, as I said before, when you have a machlekes in the paiskim and the mekubalim go one way, then you have the right to go with that as well. and the Mekubalim go with the way of the Vilna Gaon, Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Kolbei, that the Isra is not the Simcha, the Isra is the Torah. So now, when you talk about Sipur Maisias, of course it brings that Simcha, but that's not the Isra. The Isra is B'kudi Hashem Yishorim Esamchilev. The Isra is a Simcha that is that is woven and enmeshed in the act of learning. So now the question is, when you learn Sipur Maisias, is that called Talmud Torah? So another basically this boils down to another question is, do you have to say Birchas HaTorah before you learn Rav Nachman's stories, right? Is that, yeah. So this is not so, you're not going to find the answers in the Mishnah Berurah, right? It's not going to. So what's the answer to that? Is it Talmud Torah? What? So Nachanami. So we have to see about that too.
The answer is yes, because even though we have no idea what we're saying, Hashem is
there. Let's see. Take a look. Let's see. Take a look at Mar Malka number 10 and 11. There's this. We know the Gemara says in Kiddushin that. Go quickly over here. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that a person theoretically, we don't do this so much nowadays, but the Gemara says that a person should split up their time and learning into thirds. Shlish b'mikra, right? A third of your time in Tanakh, shlish b'mishnah, and a shlish b'talmud. So the question is, where does Kabbalah fit in to that third? So you have to fit it into somewhere. Where does it fit in? So there's a steer in the Baal Tanya. Take a look at Maror Mokah number 10. So this is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Rav Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Talmud Torah says as follows: Perk Beis Halacha Beis. He's talking about this halacha of dividing your time, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he's talking about the third that's called Talmud. And the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Lizbar Svaras, that third should be dedicated for Svaras, right? Bahalachas Lofabu Mehem Kushis Perushim, what we call Gemara. The Chaim Bedrashas VaHagadas, that third also is the third that you should put in Agadata and learning Medrash. Lizboini Metoicha Musar Haska Leidas Hashem, and to learn from Agadata about the Shem, about the Rabbanu Shloim, which is Pinimis HaTorah. Ki Roiv Soides HaTorah Sheichachas Makabola Vidias Hashem Guruzim VaHagadas. In other words, what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says in Hilchos Talmud Torah is, which third does Kabbalah fit into? Into Talmud. Okay, fine. Fine. So if you're setting up your schedule in that way, Kabbalah should be in that third. Fine.
It counts as Gemara.
Huh? It counts as Gemara. Right. So take a look at Maror Malkin number 11. Baal Tanya himself in Likutei Torah. It's in Likutei Torah Shir Shirim, page 6. This is one of the Maamarim of Chassidus. Baal Tanya says like this, now open stira. It's called a third in Chum. It's the first third. When you want to fit your learning of Kabbalah and so on, it's in the first third of Chumash, of Mikra, of Tanakh. So, okay, before we get to the end. So it's a stira. So what is it? So what is Kabbalah? Is it Tanakh or is it Talmud? The truth is, if you think about it, why in the world would it be Tanakh? Like Bapashtas. Like if I were to ask you what section should it be in? Probably Talmud or Mishnah, Talmud. It's Torah Shabbat, it's not Tanakh. Why would the Baal Tanya say it's in Tanakh anyway? So the answer is as follows. There's two ways to approach Pnimis HaTorah. There's approaching Pnimis HaTorah from the lens of like Shulchan Aruch Rav, and then there's approaching Pnimis HaTorah from the lens of Chassidus, of Likutei Torah. What's Pnimis HaTorah about? So on the one hand, Pnimis HaTorah is learning information that you wouldn't otherwise know. You want to learn about, there's information you want to learn about, which is how to deal with Reuven and Shimon coming to Beis Din. Okay? Say if certain Svarim to open to learn that. And you also want to know about how the Rabbanu Shimon runs the world and who God is. So there's other Svarim to open about that. From that vantage point, Then Talmud Torah, then whatchamacallit, then Pnimis HaTorah fits into the category of Talmud. Achdus Hashem, Emunah Hashem, Hanogas Hashem, you name it. There's a lot of sugis, little information. But then there's something else. There's another way of approaching Pnimis HaTorah. The other way to approach Pnimis HaTorah is that I'm learning this information and I am gaining information. I'm learning about the Seder Shtal Shalos, learning about Partzufim and Oilemus. But all of that knowledge that's being implanted in my brain is in truth just acting as kalim to allow me to experience elikus through that information. Now, to a certain degree, every Torah has that quality, but Pnimis HaTorah is the most transparent in terms of that experience. When you're approaching Pnimis HaTorah from that lens, then it fits much more well in the Shlish B'Mikra than Shlish B'Talmud. Why? Because what is the point of Chumash? When you learn Chumash, let me ask you another question. Do you have to understand Chumash in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? No. Most Paiskim say that, let's say I'm reading Chumash, but I don't understand Hebrew. Do I have to make a Birchas HaTorah before I do that? If I just read Gemara and I don't understand Aramaic, that's not much Talmud Torah. But what about doing that to Chumash? Most Paiskim say, Avada, that's called learning. Why? Because you don't understand Chumash anyway. The whole mitzias of Chumash is Tzirufei Shemoisa Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, is just digesting and stuffing your mind and heart with divine names. Divine names packaged in ways that read Vaydaber Shel Moshe Lamer. But it's really just an exercise in digesting Kalim to experience God's presence. That's fundamentally what Kabbalah could be with the right mindset. So here's the nekuda. How do you approach Talmud Pnimis HaTorah? If you're approaching Talmud Torah Pnimis HaTorah in terms of information that you're learning about, then it should be in the category of Talmud. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav. But if you're approaching Pnimis HaTorah as an exercise of just amassing kelim to allow your neshama to be a place in which God's presence resides, then that's more than Talmud, than Pnimis HaTorah should be in the category of Mikra. And that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch, what the Baal Tanya says in Likutei Torah. Take a look at what he says. We didn't finish the piece. He says by the second line, again, let's say, Hini limad zayar kadosh v'kisi ari hu b'chlal shlish b'mikra. V'chulu why? B'limad zayis hazayar ein hasaga. Because the truth is, you don't understand what the Zayar is talking about. Right? Afilu g'doli hachachamim. Raki idiyas hametzias. Mishtal shlos. Yeah, so when you learn Kisri Ari, you understand the words that you're saying, and there's a mathematical, it's a system, and it's complicated and so on. But if you sit back for a second, you think to yourself, what is it I'm talking about? The answer is, I have no idea, right? You know what you're talking about, but you don't really know what you're talking about, right? Harezek and Liban Mikra. That's like learning Chumash. Shukar b'shemoyser shaglesh baruch hu, afa b'shein amasek klal atzman saganis ben. That's not how you should learn Chassidus. Ultimately, Chassidus is about transforming all of Torah into Mikra, right? But this is why it's not just that's not just the solution to this here in the Baal Tanya. This is why the Baal Tanya presents one approach in Shulchan Aruch Rav, and why he presents the other approach in Likutei Torah. Because from the perspective of Shulchan Aruch Rav, which is more Hasaga, grasping knowledge, then the point of Pnimis HaTorah is knowledge. And that goes to Talmud. That's in the category of Talmud. But Likutei Torah, which is Chassidus, the whole thing of Chassidus is to try to experience the Likus, and all our efforts is just to have Kalim for that. Therefore, Pnimis HaTorah is extremely in that lens, and therefore it's in the category of Mikra. So let's go back. So what is Sippur Maisius? What is Sippur Maisius? Sippur Maisius, if you ask the rest of Chassidim, they'll tell you. That Sippur Maisius, again, there's information that you get from that. And that's the Nimshel. But like I said, if you're learning the Nimshel, then it's for sure Torah. That's not a question. We're talking about learning just the Mashal, that any Hasag without any Havanah. So what is that? So what they'll tell you is that the Inyan, Rav Nachman was able to bring down this light. Rav Nachman was able to bring down an Inyan of just, of Kalim. These words, these stories, can have the potential of functioning in the neshama as kelim for Hashem's presence. In other words, just like Zohar Kaddish and Kisvi Ari have an aspect of what the Likutei Torah defines them as, which is just kelim for Elikus, that's what Sippur Maisius has as well. Zohar Kaddish and Kisvi Ari also have another element, which is that when you learn these words, you're also learning about a system. So there's also hasaga, there's also a learning which can fit in the category of Talmud as well. Sippur Maisius doesn't have that, right? That's always the thing. If you're learning, that's always like, was a surprise. When you learn Sippur Maisius, if you're learning it as a mashal, right, and you're trying to get the Nimshal, you'll never know more than you already knew before. Right? How could you, right? If I go into Suburban Isis and I'm trying to chop the Nimshal, then I'm only going to chop what I already, it's just going to repackage what I already know. How could I learn something new from that?
Because you have no frame of reference?
If I'm trying to come up with a Nimshal, the only things I can use is everything I already know. So I could just take what I already know. It's like what I do to Lukas Baran, right? What are you doing in the morning? I'm taking what I already know and just trying to understand the Kutubaran from it, right? So if you think about it, the entire exercise of Sipur Maisius in terms of chopping the Nimshal, it's like, what do you need it for? Whatever you know already. You're not going to come up with anything new because you're the one chopping, you're creating your own Nimshal to us. Like, what do you think you're going to come up with already? But the answer is that's not the Oymek of Sipur Maisius. Oymek of Sipur Maisius is that these are Kalim and Kalim Shainim, in order to allow the neshama to experience elikus. Is that Torah? Well, if you approach it like that, that's called shlish b'mikra. But if you don't approach it like that, then that's not called Torah at all. In other words, so halach l'maisa,
wrestlers can't learn it.
That's the halach l'maisa. If you're approaching sibur maisis properly and chapping what it is, which is creating kalim in the neshama to experience elikus, then of course that's Torah. How do I know that's Torah? Because that's exactly what Kisvi Ari is in the Hagdar of the Lakute Torah. That's exactly what Torah is. In other words, here's the fundamental question. Again, is Sipur Maisius Torah or not? Break down, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, how do I make that question more nuanced? The question is like this. Is Sipur Maisius Torah? Meaning, am I learning new information from it? No, I'm not learning the Nimshal. So what am I doing? So what is Sipur Maisius about? So Sipur Elamai, what's Sipur Maisius? So you have two options. Either just I'm a interesting story to, I don't know, pass the time, right? And then it's really not Talmud Torah. You could do that. Then that's fine. Or the other option is that I'm learning Sipur Maisius because these words and these stories, I don't know any new information from it. And even if I try to learn new information from it, I can't. I could only learn what I already know, because if I have a Rebbe teaching Sipur Maisius to me, then maybe he can, but then it's not you, Sipur Maisius, it's just him telling me new information that he has. So the point is that, Elamai, what am I doing? Either I'm just passing the time, or these words and these stories are kalim to allow a lakus inside of me, and Rav Nachman was somehow to bring down this kalim. And then if you learn it in that way, then that's called Torah. How do I know that's called Torah? Because the Baal Tanya Likutei Torah defines all of Pnimius HaTorah in that way. And certainly that's Talmud Torah. So that's the Raya. So as we see from the Baal Tanya's Hagdara in Pnimius HaTorah and Likutei Torah and Shir Shirim, that's called Torah. When you learn just words that are Kalim to experience Elikus, that's called Talmud Torah. And that is why a person should be doing Sipur Maisius anyway. So if you learn Sipur Maisius properly, you're now allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. That's the Halacha L'Maaseh. Okay? Yashar Koach. Blessed Hashem, we should all be zeichet to be full of life.